Jazz Tiger.
Great morning, Troop Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Troop. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Home Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Great morning to you, Bailey. How are you doing and
good
feeling?
Good morning, Homer. I am blessed this morning. I'm blessed. I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
God is good all the time.
That part.
And that's where I'm at today. How you doing today?
I am blessed. I'm excited.
You got a big day today.
Yeah. I'll be leaving a little early and, of course, headed over to City Hall to receive the honor that the full Common Council will be presenting to me for 35 years in radio.
There we go. There it is. 35 years.
Shout out to Jay Denham, a.k.a. DJ Razor.
Thank you, Xavier,
who did this shirt. Actually, he had done it with the batch of shirts for the birthday party for the kids.
Okay.
So he decided to, you know, do one for me and one for Cheryl.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that. I have to be at City Hall by 8:45, but it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be leaving here at 8:30, and then I'll be headed around the corner to receive this honor from our full Common Council at their committee hearing.
Amazing.
That takes place on today.
Shout out to the Common Council.
Yeah. All of the people. So, you know, it's a full thing. And so, yeah, I'm excited about that. The heat wave is listen.
Yeah.
Bailey, I'm still going to do it, but, you know, I put up a post on yesterday that I'm going to be doing a kind of a radio public speaking mentorship class on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Every Wednesday until school starts black, because it's for 12 to 17-year-olds.
Okay. Okay.
So, but yeah, I'm going to be doing that at Five Star Impact, located at 1138 West Garfield Avenue,
Here,
the former YMCA building.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, okay. Very good.
Yeah. So I'll be doing that. And I was going to start tomorrow. But when I saw the post that MPS and MKE Rec said they are canceling School Academy, the early learning, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
And any activities that they would be doing, MKE Rec would be doing on Tuesday and Wednesday because of the heat index.
Right.
Yeah, I had to amend that and say, you know what, I ain't going to even try to put people through that, not have parents bring it out, their children to that.
Right.
We'll just do it next week, Wednesday.
Right.
So what was slated to be July 15th will now be July 22nd.
Gotcha.
From 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And it will run from then until the end of August.
Okay,
very good. School, MPS school starts in September. So,
right.
So, yeah. And I know I can't have near then, you know.
Right.
So I'll look and see about amending some afternoon hours after they would be out of school that they could still come. But, you know, my schedule, I always tell people I'm blessed and busy, so I got to make it make sense
with
all the other things that I have to do.
Exactly.
I'm excited about that. But, yeah, it won't be starting tomorrow. It'll be starting next Tuesday, next Wednesday, July 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
But, Bailey, and I said that they were going to come in. I just want you and Xavier and Truth Nation, you know, and from what I'm gathering, you know, there will be another, but I got this was on my side.
What you got? You got a gift?
This is.
Oh, okay. What is it?
You don't know what it is?
Is it you got a gift? You got a. Oh.
What did it say?
Oh, very good.
What did it say?
They did justice.
What did it say?
Well, this might be from Xavier. Xavier, was this from you?
You're so stupid.
No, it is not.
It's not from you?
It
okay.
might be Millicent. Remember Millicent's
song? Oh, the legendary Homer Blow. Well, you gonna hit it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
You got here.
Oh, did you? How's it sound? Let's hear how it sounds.
What do you mean, how does it sound? There it is. all I'm saying.
Okay. All
is
right.
You can see it
uh-huh.
and you can hear it.
Is that from your girl Millicent?
It doesn't, you know, the writing, you know, y'all got some fancy writing. So I don't know what shorthand
might be. I don't know.
But
congratulations. You got you one.
But it say enjoy Homer, congrats, and whatever the letters are with this shorthand.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm proud, and I believe I still have something coming from Nurse Aaron Kawanda.
Where's the baby gavel, though? Where the baby gavel? Where the baby?
Order in the studio,
no.
Bailey.
Where's the baby gavel?
You hear the difference?
No. Where's the baby gavel at, though? You can't just push it off.
What?
You can't just push it off.
I didn't. I archived it.
Oh, no. No, you can't archive it.
It's in the archive.
No.
No,
it's classic.
That was, listen,
it's
it
a
is.
Classic.
It is. It is. It is. And
it's
so,
a classic.
So what it is it has its own space. You know, it's like it was a preemie, you know what I'm saying, or the newborn, and now moved to being an adult. You know, the age of progression changes when it comes to gavels. You know,
your gavel is 1 week
old. Like you done growed up quick. It seemed like you was just a baby yesterday.
Your gavel is 1 week old. What are you doing?
Listen, I'm just saying, it's the food that it eats. You know what I'm saying? You know, the food that we eat is full of chemicals and steroids and all of that.
No.
And now look at how handsome he is.
No.
Now. He is handsome.
No, sir.
Yes, he's handsome. I'm just telling you, he's handsome. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So hashtag that part.
Oh,
hashtag
goodness.
Facts. So, Bailey. Order in the studio.
You heard me? Yeah. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
That's why.
See and
that's
hear.
Why they gave you the
you're
baby.
Gonna, you're going to see and hear.
That's why
that's
they
right.
gave you the baby one in the first
uh-huh,
place.
Yeah, because they
like,
knew
handle
that
with
when
care.
I get the grown one, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of things straightening up around here. You know, we going to get some straightening. I'm just saying, you know, we got to make it happen. We got to make it do what it do.
We'll see. We shall see, sir.
Yeah. Look at that. The lac cord, you know. Yeah. So, try me now.
Oh, goodness.
Xavier, you hear it. You see it.
No, I'll definitely be challenging you all the time.
Okay, well, challenge is real. Challenge, you know. So we're gonna
like that's something abnormal too, right? Him challenging.
Right.
I'm an agent of chaos.
You're the agent of chaos. Okay.
On that, we shall agree.
But great morning, Troop Nation. Again, if you are on our YouTube page. We love you. We appreciate you. Make sure while you're here, you like and subscribe. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Nurse Aaron Kawanda. Of course, Lori Patterson. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Ebony Allen. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. she said, yes, you do. And you will be pleased. And she said, you have a teenager gavel now. Your adulthood will be there soon. Okay. So, the age of progression. So right now, I'm a YN.
Right now, you're a YN. You got a YN.
Y'all bogus. Y'all bogus.
You
that's
said
hating.
It.
No,
that's
no,
true.
That's what she said.
You got
that's
a what, YN that, gavel.
I'm just saying. No, because it can't be a YN. So I got to take that because it's justice. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of YNs don't be having justice. you know
they
what I'm
have,
saying?
Listen, they got
so,
justice.
Yeah, well, not what they thinking. I'm just saying, you're gonna learn today. So I'm just saying.
You excited about your gavel?
You're absolutely right. just like your mugs.
And it says the legendary Helmer Blow.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
Thank you. Go ahead as she takes her sip from her mug. Well,
y'all like my mug.
Look at it. Look at me now.
Look at me now.
I'm the captain now. Bailey, do you know why when I say great morning, or if it's great afternoon, great evening, and then I'll ask you, how are you doing and feeling? Do you know why I do that? It's on purpose when
yes,
I say that.
I know.
And for those that may not understand, it's because you could be doing good or fine, but you might be feeling a whole nother way. So that's why, to me, when I speak to people and whenever I ask them that question, I always say, how are you doing and feeling? Because people will mask certain things.
Oh, yeah, you know, absolutely.
You know, I'm feeling good, because it might be something that brought some excitement, but how they're doing could be a whole nother thing. So that, I just want people to know that it's intentional when I be saying and asking that question, you know, how are you doing and feeling? Because, yeah, some people won't tell you.
Oh, not at all. Some people won't. I mean, some people walk around daily lonely.
Yep.
And all it would take to make their day is somebody just to say hi to them or be a little nice, you know. And, you know, and it doesn't have to be like you go all out your way. You just say, hi, how are you?
Right.
You know?
I hope people are done with breakfast.
Uh-oh.
Why? Why, you might ask?
Why?
Because when we come black, you know that there's this real outbreak that has been going on.
Oh, yeah.
And they said more than half of the United States.
Yeah.
Are dealing with this.
Yeah. And it's here in Wisconsin
now.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you are partaking in breakfast.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm just going to have my orange here.
Yeah, because, yeah, what it's talking about, the effect of it. Yeah. Something that'd be like, I ain't want to be eating. Some people have weak stomachs.
Oh, yeah. But this is something we need to talk about.
Absolutely. Really, so you're going to learn today.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has something to do with them acronyms. But we got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
I'm getting honored today at City Hall by the Milwaukee Common Council. So
that's amazing.
It's open to the public, too. Y'all can come, or you can watch it on the City Channel. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
This is my song, and no one can take it away. It's been so long, but now you're here. Here to stay, and I wonder if you know what it means to find your dreams come true.
Welcome, Black. Bailey, what's the look on your face? What's... Bailey, what's the look on your face?
No prop, nothing.
The look was that of disturbed, confused, all the things. Does any of that kind of fit?
Where's your gavel?
Right here. Order in the studio, Xavier.
Dale.
What the hell? Okay, he said it was what I thought. And it wasn't.
Clearly, I might have to have another cup of coffee this morning because.
Yeah. so let me talk about, and this is on the NPR website, what to know about the cyclosporosis outbreak that is hitting more than half of the United States.
Oh, see, it's grown now.
Yeah. I just was trying not to find a pun in that somewhere. Wow. It's grown now. You know what I mean? It wasn't a pun. So. An outbreak of an intestinal illness. That causes diarrhea, nausea, and fatigue has been detected in 31 states, according to federal health authorities. But the source is still under investigation. As of Thursday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it had received reports of 843 cases of the gastrointestinal affliction caused by the parasites, Cyclospora. But the true number of infections is likely much higher because that figure only represents cases reported by states directly to the CDC. There's also a lag between symptom onset and reporting, and many people recover from the illness without medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan alone reported 1,562 cyclosporosis cases as of Friday.
Wow.
So it's a lot of sugar, honey, I see going on. So...
Lots of sugar, honey, iced tea.
Yeah, so.
All around the country.
Yeah, I feel some kind of way about it because, you know, this is a real serious thing. But for those people who have contracted it.
Yeah.
I can't say what I would normally say if they said something that I thought was crazy or kind of like out of the way. Because, you know, you usually could tell somebody, you full of, but now with this. Gavel. Order in the studio.
Yeah.
Legendary home blow. Yeah. But yeah, so. No. No. No.
That was a whole.
We already talking about it. It was just, you know, but we have to because it's a real thing. This is not jokes. This is not, you know, a funny situation. People are dealing with this. And it says, according to the CDC, as of Thursday, there had been 86 hospitalizations nationwide, but no deaths. People can contract the illness by eating food or drinking water contaminated with the parasite.
Yeah.
That's
remember,
a broad spectrum.
It's a parasite, you
right?
Know? It's not like a virus,
right?
It's a parasite.
Mm-hmm.
It's an organism.
There it is.
It's
a living organism.
A living organism that goes, you know, in people's bodies. It's,
yeah,
you know.
It says previous outbreaks have been linked to fresh produce, so. All of my salad eaters and things of that.
Yeah.
And fresh produce and things of that nature. We will pray that our Truth family, Manon Sabir with the grapevine, doesn't have to take a day off or a couple of days off because, you know, he is a health guru,
yes.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I respect him as such. So he's all about, you know, the smoothies made with the fresh fruits and vegetables.
It's about washing your fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And it's been, okay, so here's where it's how they say it's spread.
Mm-hmm.
The parasite spreads mainly through, as we say, contaminated food or water, often fresh produce that we were talking about. Irrigated water containing human feces.
That's my goodness.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Hey, I told y'all I did put a disclaimer.
But look, bagged green salads, Okay, so if you're doing the bag salads, you might want to back away from that. Basil and cilantro, raspberries and blackberries, snow peas, or leafy greens. So right now, till they get this, you know, settled, I noticed that in, like, some stores, the big retailers, the bagged lettuce that you see all the time, gone. Basil and cilantro, off the shelves. Raspberries and blackberries, yeah, no, not available. Snow peas, yeah, don't even do it.
So what happens to, and I'm just saying, because it's real. Today is what? What's the actual day?
Today is the 14th.
Okay.
July 14th.
What is
it? Oh, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday,
what usually
Tuesday.
Happens all around the country on Tuesdays? Taco Tuesday. Lettuce. All the things.
Cilantro.
Yeah. All the things that could make you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have a bad day.
Well, you know what? Get a burrito instead of a taco, then the burritos don't have lettuce and stuff in them. That's my solution. Make it a burrito Tuesday instead of a taco Tuesday.
And there's some big thing happening today with tacos. I think it's a place. It's they're going to have different vendors and all of that kind of stuff.
Oh wow!
And everything that you need to be careful of, and how can they tell us that their lettuce and their tomatoes don't have it? Jalapenos, whatever. How can you tell me? Not ours, though. Like, where? What government said, okay, except the ones that they're using here?
Well, they're saying it's the bagged salad greens.
You know, black people, I'm black. And you ain't going to just tell me that it's just in the bag.
Well, you know how that
salads.
Is. But then, see, you have to fruits. Wash.
What about the fruits, though? Because you get what I'm saying?
Well, they've only listed two main fruits, raspberries and blackberries. Now, you just have to wash. I think you just have to wash your fruit really well, you know. You know, I think for salads and stuff, you're going to have to just go back to the old school, get your lettuce head.
Bailey, you brought me in some cherries and an orange.
I did, and I washed them very well prior. Well, the orange I didn't because
we
it's gotta in
go
its
to
field.
Break.
I
think I have to go to.
You're tripping. You are tripping. You are tripping.
Order in the studio. Legendary. Oh, my blow.
You are tripping.
I'm scared of everything now. I'm like, hold on. Like, Homer.
Hey, you be looking for this. You be looking for yours. When
yeah,
I get into, where
absolutely.
My orange?
Absolutely.
Well, you got some cherries? Wait a minute. Hold on.
This be an attack?
Right. Whatever. You are not the orange man. You're a black man.
I'm just saying, you know, all of a sudden, you know, because we got to take care of some bills, but it's always the things we can't eat. Now, I remember when they were saying eggs. Don't eat eggs because they eat this. And then they said this. Then all of a sudden, tomatoes was good and tomatoes was bad. And
eggs is good again.
Yeah.
But you just got to find them reasonably priced. They're better than they were.
Yeah. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. But serious situation. I know some of you, unfortunately, may literally be dealing with that.
Yeah.
We want you to, you know, don't take it serious is where I'm going. Take it serious.
Yeah.
If you do feel that you have to go to the hospital, then please go. And watch your children because, you know, they eat all the things.
I mean, it's scary. It's more scary to me because it's a parasite.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't no, you know, virus or nothing like that.
Right.
It's a whole organism.
And this is why I say I don't think it's just contained to just a bag of lettuce or, you know what I'm saying? Like, how?
You know, we so
parasites
black.
Move.
Y'all crack me. We are very African American, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I'm actually, okay.
It's in the nuggets. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I told you. You can't listen.
All the vegetables, man. Get rid of all the vegetables.
Listen. You don't need to take no shot. Just stop eating vegetables. Stop eating fruits and vegetables until they give us an all clear.
Okay.
You know how much stuff they already got in the stores?
You know how bad that would be if people stopped eating all fruits and vegetables? It'd be a whole bag.
I wouldn't even be able to play the veggie dance at Black Arts Fest MKE on August 1st. I'm doing the kids' zone. Let's do the veggie dance. Let's find that. Find that. Veggie dance, Gracie's Corner. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
It's time to eat our veggies. So do the veggie dance. It's time to eat our veggies.
Eat them up while you have a chance.
Now do the veggie dance. Now do the veggie dance. Now do the veggie dance. Yum, yum. Eat them up. Yum, yum. Eat them up. Yum, yum. Eat them up. Eat them up. Eat them up. I love my veggies.
Uh-huh. Gracie's Corner.
Gracie's Corner is like, I wish they even had Gracie's Corner when my son was coming up, but they didn't have that.
Yeah.
Gracie wasn't around yet. She wasn't kicking it yet.
You got to see the kids when I play.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
Be like, they got the dance down.
Oh, yeah. My, a good friend of mine, her son, she's the one that hit me to Gracie's Corner.
Okay.
Because her son loves it,
mm-hmm.
or he
mm-hmm.
did. Now he's getting older now, but they get to moving and doing a little dance. I'm like, all right now.
They got to row your boat with Gracie and Big Frida.
All of a sudden, I'm sitting there. She's like, watch this, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
She put that on. All them little kids started bouncing around. I was like, all right then.
I love the cleanup song too.
It's
time to clean up.
They had her on because she's more than a teenager now, right?
Right.
And they had her on. What show was that I was watching? I don't know. It was some daytime talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe The View or something. They had her on. She was so cute. No, it was Jennifer Hudson. They had her on Jennifer Hudson's show.
Okay.
And she was really good. I was like, oh, she's so cute.
Anita Nicole said, good morning. That's my jam.
Yeah.
It is. Sir Chauncey said, yep, tacos and tequila. Enjoy just double chase with the tequila when you're down chowing. When you're down chowing?
He
didn't say done. He said when you're down chowing. When you're down chowing, the tequila will kill everything.
There you go.
He spilled her thing, but
right. If you had some cilantro in there, don't worry about it. That tequila's gonna burn it up. Right there, yes.
But it has a worm.
Not all of it has.
I'm just saying.
Not all of it has that.
We're talking about.
Yeah, no, that's a real parasite.
That's all I'm saying, Bailey. So y'all gonna really give it to yourself. I was playing when I said I think I need to go to the bathroom. But yeah, y'all gonna really y'all be like y'all welcoming the parasites.
Nah.
Come into my life, Joyce Sims. You remember?
Yeah, no.
And yeah, come share my. Yeah, but. Now that we've got that out of the way, no pun intended at all.
There was. But anyway.
It sounded like a pun, but it wasn't. It wasn't. It truly wasn't meant to be a pun.
Y'all just remember to stay away from the bagged salad greens,
mm-hmm.
the basil, cilantro, raspberries and blackberries, the snow peas. Mm-hmm. And basically all other leafy greens that are bagged up.
Right.
Okay.
Because, yeah, they could definitely create some situations for you. And we don't want to see that. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, the leafy greens are supposed to keep you regular, but That right there is a little bit more than regular. A lot more.
See, Bailey, I try to.
What?
You know. Okay. All right. So, yeah. Hashtag that part.
Oh, wait a minute. Part. Hold on.
Okay. So let's go with the story with the Corey Stingley.
Hey, yeah. Before we.
Okay, go ahead.
This just in. Authorities are investigating Taco Bell and lettuce in the multi-state. What is it called? Cycloporosis?
Yeah.
Outbreak. Oh, y'all, that's a bad combo. That is just so y'all know, because I know a lot of y'all, I see the Taco Bell line. It'd be pretty long. And so federal and state health officials are investigating whether Taco Bell restaurants played a role in one of the largest U.S. outbreaks of gastrointestinal blah, blah, blah illness.
Mm-hmm.
So the connection for all this could be Taco Bell. You was making fun talking about tacos and it's Taco Tuesday.
No, I wasn't making fun. But, I was serious.
But they're trying to see if Taco Bell had anything to do with this outbreak here in the United States.
Any way they can try to get to the Latinos.
Oh, come on.
ICE is behind that.
Come on.
I don't think Mexicans and stuff like that are eating at Taco Bell.
That's true. You see what I'm saying?
You don't remember the mascot? I don't know if the Chihuahua or Chihuahua
the
died.
Chihuahua.
I think they're eating
Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
Authentic places.
Huh?
Like they're into eating at authentic places?
Yeah, they are.
Not at
Taco
Bell.
They ain't finna roll through Taco Bell.
Plus, it's, Taco Bell's expensive now.
It's us.
I don't eat it.
It's us rolling through Taco Bell. I have seen the lines. We all up in there.
So we all.
We are the world.
This is.
Hey, I'm just.
We got. It's. We got to get a hand on this sugar honey iced tea. It's because literally, if you contract that,
yes.
You're gonna be out of control.
Okay. That's crazy though.
I know, but. That's why when I brought
that up.
Taco
Bells are across the country.
Right.
All over.
And some of them have people that look like me that work there.
And there are people that look like you that eat there, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, where I was going yesterday.
I mean, how many Taco Bells they got on the north side? 100?
Yeah, I'm saying when we talk about sometimes the staff, the employees, with the uncleanliness. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That don't help.
That don't help.
If you may have some contaminated vegetables or lettuce and tomatoes and, you know what I mean?
What's funny is, well, not funny, but anyways, that's pretty much the only time you see us eating. How many of us get down with a nice salad each day?
People.
None. Well, me.
People are more health conscious. That's it. A lot of us are now becoming more health conscious. So I got to say it's more than just that. You know what I mean? Bailey, the look of, do you believe what you're saying? That's the look that Bailey just gave me.
That's why you think on the north side of Milwaukee, you can't get a fresh salad? Nowhere. Nowhere.
Damn.
Nowhere. Let me tell you something. I tried it now. If I want a salad, I have to purchase it before I leave Brookfield.
Really?
Because on the north side of Milwaukee.
So are you just saying that they don't look right, the ones that are over here? Is that what you're saying?
They're expired. Every time.
I can't even hit my gavel. I was about to try to hit my gavel.
I can't get a fresh one.
I can't even hit the gavel for that.
Listen.
That's a damn shame.
It is, but that's the way it is.
That's a sad truth, huh?
And if you go in to buy a bag salad, you better check the date. You better check the date. And these are just all facts.
I can't even.
All facts. I know you can't dispute it because it's true. Even at places like
Gobble so bad, but
even at places like Culver's on the north side, you can't do that.
That's really.
It's true. And you know, McDonald's stopped carrying salads. They got smart with it. They say, you know what, we ain't even doing that no more.
That's Truth Nation, help
that's
me
real.
Out.
That's it, real. Not on the north side. You can't do it. You cannot do it. Expired.
See.
Expired.
Listen. You know the commercial.
Cucumbers bad.
Expired.
Tomatoes expired. Old. Yeah. And then they try to play it off. No. You can't put your money out there on that. You get your fresh burger if you want to, if you want one. Some hot fries. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, hey. Hot fries are subject and suspect.
That's the, you know.
But you can't get you no fresh salad. No. Okay. Not unless you go to a sit down. Okay. Now, if you go to a sit down, you might be able to find you a fresh one. But other than that, you out of luck. Oh,
could
you say,
could
you
say
to,
that you're.
You could go to Subway,
as
right?
As you go to break, since you said you out of luck, could we be sugar honey iced tea out of luck? Okay.
Yes.
All right. We got to take care of some bills. When we come back, I want to get Truth Nation's thoughts and opinions on the Corey Stingley situation
about it.
So they agreed to plead guilty, and then after so long of completing whatever they had to complete, the cases are completely dismissed. So it's like justice, no justice.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that when we return to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer, blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Get ready, 101.7 The Truth Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by emailing sierra.brown, that's C-I-E-R-R-A.brown, at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Arts Working in Education, and Ascension.
Welcome black. Welcome black. All right, Truth Nation. Before we went to break, I was talking about the fact that the Corey Stingley death that ended up happening in 2012. Two men pleaded guilty to felony murder in the 2012 death of Corey Stingley.
2012.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Court cases or court records show the men completed a deferred prosecution agreements, and the cases against them were dismissed with prejudice. So we got a clip that Xavier, our producer, is going to play to kind of bring people up to speed if you're not familiar with this situation happened here in Milwaukee and at a store in West Dallas. So we're going to play that clip. And Truth Nation, I want to
So this happened in 2012.
Yes.
That's, what, 14 years?
Mm-hmm.
It took that long for a little justice for a little brother, huh?
Well, can it be called justice is my thing. So, but we're gonna
play little justice.
Right, yeah, yeah. So we'll play the clip and we'll talk about it.
A resolution tonight in the chokehold death of a 16-year-old boy at a West Dallas convenience store.
Corey Stingley died in 2012 when customers restrained him after he was caught shoplifting. By the time police arrived, Stingley was no longer breathing.
12 News' Nick Board just spoke to his dad as the two men involved took responsibility in court now 13 years later.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
The death of 16-year-old Corey Stingley in 2012 led to numerous protests. Three white men held him down in a West Dallas convenience store after he tried to shoplift $6 worth of alcohol, suffocating him.
Three men who killed my son were three white men. They strangled him. There's no reason that the men who killed my son should still be out on these streets. No reason, period. But they are, and that's because this system is broke.
Prosecutors decided against charges, reasoning that because the men weren't trained in proper restraint techniques, Stingley's death here was an accident. But Craig Stingley, his father, kept fighting, pursuing justice.
State of Wisconsin versus Robert Beringer.
Finally, through a deferred prosecution agreement, the two surviving customers involved in Corey's death, 67-year-old Robert Beringer and 39-year-old Jesse Cole, pleaded guilty to felony murder. In court today, a judge signed off on their 6 months of community service, vacating their convictions with Craig Stingley's approval.
I would say this is the maximum that we could, you know, impose upon them. They had to admit to it, that there was culpability on their part. And that's something, you know, for 13 years, they still lived in that denial.
Stingley himself met with the men before the deal was reached to make sure, above all, they understood what was lost.
The system had to acknowledge that this young man had humanity and that he deserved the same, you know, treatment that every other human would get.
Stingley only wishes he didn't have to fight so long and so hard to get it. In West Dallas, Nick Boer, WISN 12 News.
The third man involved in Stingley's death died before those charges were filed.
Bailey, do you feel that it was justice? I mean, Craig Stingley, his father, said that, you know, I don't know if we're supposed to be more upset than his father is, but I am.
His father has been through all the twists and turns.
And I've supported him all the way through that journey.
And it's as long, I just feel like I'm okay since he seems to have peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was wrong. And I think we all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one thing about those two men, they will always be murderers, you know? Because they're walking around with that label because they had to admit to it.
No. They did, but now it's clean slate. Like, they don't have a record, anything.
Wow.
Nothing related to it. That's why I feel like I understand and you know, I have to respect because Craig Stingley is my friend. I've supported him for over a decade, you know, dealing with this situation. And he's still my friend. And even when they finally said they were going to charge somebody, you know, me and him had a conversation.
Right.
And saying, you know, I'm happy that, you know, some justice maybe. And then that deal thing came up. And I'm like, oh, is it really justice? But
no, because they're two white men. I mean, let's be realistic.
Yeah. And that's why I say to where you say that, you know, well, it would be some type of it's not, because in their community, in my opinion,
mm-hmm. They were justified.
It was, you know, I wanted to use my word. I got to come up with one that's so close to the word, because I mean, I can use it. It's not a FCC offense, but you know, they didn't care about Corey. You feel what I'm saying? They didn't care. They felt that it was being done the right thing.
Yeah.
And so they'll be accepted black into their community with open arms. Because they were accepted all the way up until they finally decided to charge them. Nobody ostracized them.
And one of the reasons, I think, was because he was doing a crime, right? And so they felt like, you know, he was doing wrong, so they were justified in what they did. But two wrongs don't make it right.
Yeah. The way, if you saw the video, the way that they placed it, like, this was almost George Floyd on steroids, the way that they pinned him down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I gotta, you know, yeah, I definitely.
The thing is.
Feel some kind of.
I have to believe that they have gone through some type of scenario as well that has drugged their spirit as well behind this.
Hey,
I gotta believe that.
I don't, only because they continue to deny, and only
how
after.
Do you, and how do you deny when there's footage of you?
Right, but they did, and prosecution was like, "Yep, nothing to see here." Prosecution was like, "Nothing to see here." So this is why I'm definitely torn, and I still say that let that had been black men or black women and that would have done the same thing. You're a murderer, and it had been a white boy.
Oh yeah,
that they ended up that's doing
like,
that to.
You know, that's why it's tough, and we try to tell our young people and teach them.
Right. So stop doing some of the craziness that you're doing, because now when we see that, it's going to be like, well, I get it, because they was doing this and they was doing that. That's why I'm like, we don't need to give them
the
ammunition.
Exactly. We gotta just try and talk a little bit more to our kids, our young people, and let them know, you know.
We talking.
Don't put yourself
but
in that.
They got to listen, too.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking, but they
have to help you.
Exactly. It's very difficult when you get put in that position to get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when you're a black person.
That part.
You know, you don't ever want to be in front of a judge and be black, and you especially don't want to be a black man in front of nobody's judge or commissioner or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are just facts.
Yeah, we got to get ready to take care of some bills. Truth Nation, if you have your inputs, your truth on this situation, 833-212-1017. We'd like to hear from you. Mm-hmm. We'd like to hear what's your truth on that. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.